Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Coffee and Mindset Podcast. We are your hosts,
Dr. Chris
and Dr. Adana.
Sit back with your favorite cup of coffee and get ready to dig into mindset and take action.
Hello, my beautiful humans. Dr. Adana here. And today we are going to talk about your voice. Not if you can sing fabulously. If you can, amazing. That's probably one of my favorite things to do to de-stress is sing along to music. But more so in listening to what your voice is telling you. Now, the first time I kind of heard or like learned about what that meant was when I started doing meditation more often. Because one of the things our coach told us was, you know, when you're done with meditation, just sit there for a minute. Like sit there for a minute and see if you hear anything. See if your body tells you something, your brain tells you something, you get some kind of sign, a signal, a word that pops up, whatever it might be. And I realized the more and more I would actually take a minute to sit there, that my voice was kind of like, you know, your gut, like that gut feeling, gut saying, gut everything. That's your voice. That's your internal, innate, like, microphone telling you, hey, I'm just going to slowly suggest this and we'll see how long it takes you to jump on board, right? Because in my experience and in my own kind of doing, sometimes I ignore my voice. I know it's so shocking, but I also know it sucks because anytime that I go against that gut feeling or what my voice was telling me, it just hasn't been fabulous. So it's one of those, like, the universe will kind of knock at first and tell you, or your voice will kind of gently tell you, and then it'll give you a little bit of a louder knock, and then it'll kind of break the door down, and then bricks will fall on your head. Like, how many more times do I have to tell you this? Get your act together, right? Which is exactly what happens with our voice. And so for me, and where it stood out for me the most was with exercise. Like, I have been doing really well with my body and my body goals for a really long time now. I'm in a groove. Even after I had Amaya, between my intermittent fasting and my exercise habits and my supplements and my chiropractic and acupuncture and name it, I do it. I pay very close attention to my wellness because I'm constantly looking to one up my own level of health. I don't want to maintain anything that's at a bad place. I'm going to fuel my body at its best, right? Except I realized that I had really fallen off track with my exercise. Like, I would do it. I'm constantly moving my body. I'm standing all day at the office. I'm moving. I'm walking. You know, Amaya's about to be 5. She's very active. We're all over the place. But it wasn't deliberate action. And time again, my voice would tell me, okay, Donna, you're going to set brand new goals. You are getting like more strict with your morning ritual. What about the exercise? And so I told myself, okay, I'm going to exercise on those days that I'm not at the office. I'm just going to wait till Chris comes home. And then that's going to be like my half hour to myself and do it. And then that happened for a couple times. And then 18 other errands took its place because that just wasn't the time for me to do it. And then I didn't do it. And then another week went by and then I realized, oh shit, I didn't do it at all. Like, I was supposed to do the 3 days of exercise when you came home from an 8. What happened? And then I just realized, because again, my voice was getting louder and louder and louder, of like, hey, there's a reason why you call it a morning ritual. And there's a reason why you resonate so well with doing things in the morning, because if you don't do them, they're not going to get done. Period. You might not function like this. That's fine. But that's my jam. That's my thing. That's what works the best for me. I love my morning routine. I love to get up, do my meditation, get some reading done, write my notes for Chris and Amaya, and move my body. When I dedicate that time to myself, I am on fire. Like, things are just flowing like they should. Will I be thrown off during the day? Sure. But I'm not in this constant, like, ugh, I didn't give to myself state. So what is your voice telling you that you're not listening to? It's as simple as that. Like, what have you been hearing over and over and over again? And here's the other cool part of the voice is it'll show up through other situations and other people. Like, people will bring stuff up to you and you're like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, this person's talking about that too. And that's just the universe like, hey, how many more ways should I show you before you figure it out? So don't wait till the bricks fall on your head, or wait till they fall on your head if that's the best way for you to learn. But remember, the more you tune in, the more you listen to your body, the more you listen to your beautiful brain telling you what you get to focus on, the better things will be. And with that, your phenomenal affirmation is, I am awesome. I am me. I am just the way I am meant to be. And today, instead of talking to you about coffee, I'm actually going to talk to you about one of my favorite snacks to eat with coffee. And they're called midday squares. And I get them. I got these from Erewhon Market, and these are they're called Fudge. Yeah, is the flavor, but they're superfood squares. They're phenomenal. They've got a great amount of protein. They're completely organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, everything in between. They've got a lot of cacao butter in them. They're cacao powder. They've got hemp protein in there. They've got dates as the sweetener. So really fun, good stuff. Super filling if you want something that's going to be nicely filled without like being super sweet on that sense. Great amount of fiber on there. Great snack. And let me tell you, with a nice cup of iced coffee, the winner. So enjoy midday squares, real chocolate, fudge yeah flavor. I don't know where else they sell them besides Erewhon Market because that's the only place I've ever bought them. But look it up and enjoy. Have a rocking day. Thank you so much for listening to today's Coffee and Mindset podcast episode. Just a reminder to review, rate, subscribe, and pass this along to anyone else who may want to expand their mindset. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Coffee and Mindset. Get after it.